Okay, today's daf is what we call daf kuf vav. We left off in daf kuf hey amid beis. It's a pretty tough daf, pretty difficult daf. So we're going, and it's pretty long also. So we're going to say a little bit less out to try to just get the pshat in the Gemara. We left off halfway down the page on daf kuf hey amid beis. The last word on the line is Amar. We are up to the second to last word on the line, Tanya. So it says Gemara, Tanya. Amar ben Azai, Gimel Shavuos Hain. So ben Azai says that there are three types of Shavuos Ha'edos when it comes to an Aveda. Now, in general, the concept of Shavuos Ha'edos is that if you think somebody knows testimony that can help you, so you ask him to testify for you, and then he might say that he doesn't know any testimony. So you may want to make him swear that he doesn't know any testimony. If he swears that he doesn't know any testimony, and then later on it turns out that he lied and he did know testimony, so he's going to be chayiv a carbon of yared for shvuas ha'edus. That's a violation of shvuas ha'edus. So there are three types of shvuas ha'edus when it comes to an aveda. If I lost something and I think you might know testimony about my aveda, there are three circumstances where you're where there's going to be a situation of shvuas ha'edus. Gimel Shavuos Hain. Number one, Hikir Ba V'lo B'motza. Number one is, the guy may have recognized the Aveda. He saw someone, he saw the Aveda walking in someone else's property, but he was Lo B'motza. He doesn't recognize whose property it was. He doesn't remember whose property it was. He doesn't know whose property it was. So he doesn't know exactly where your Aveda is. He forgot where it is, but he definitely knows that he saw your Aveda. So that's one type of Eidos that he may have known and denied knowing anything. So he doesn't know everything. He doesn't know anything that can really help you for sure, but it's something that might have been able to help you by telling you that he saw your Aveda somewhere, even though he doesn't really remember exactly where he saw it. The second type of case is Bimotza Veloba. He recognized the guy who had it, but he wasn't sure that it was your Aveda, right? He said that he saw that Ish Ploni, that a certain guy who he knows and he can identify, definitely this guy, found an Aveda, but he wasn't 100% certain that it was your Aveda. So it was a good lead, but again, wasn't absolute testimony that could for sure help you. Lo ba v'lo b'motza, or he doesn't recognize anything. He doesn't recognize your Aveda, nor does he recognize the guy who found it. So frak the Gemara, wait a second, that last case, that's really a case of Shavuos Ha'edus, meaning you ask him to testify, tell me everything you know, and he says, I don't know anything, and then it turns out that he didn't know who the guy that found the Aveda was, nor whether it was your Aveda. So lo bava lo b'motza, kushtesh tava. Then he swore the truth when he said he doesn't know anything. If he doesn't know the Aveda, he doesn't know the guy that found the Aveda, he knows nothing. So what kind of case of Shavuos Ha'edus is that? Says the Gemara, no, Eima Ba'u B'motza. The third case is the opposite, that he recognizes the Aveda and he recognizes the guy who found the Aveda. So says the Gemara, L'mai Hilchsa. So what was Ben Azai talking about? So he said there are three cases of Shavuos Ha'edus. Are these three cases where one is chayiv for Shavuos Ha'edus? Or are these three cases where one is pater in Shavuos Ha'edus? Meaning in general, one can only be chayv shvos ha'edus when you deny knowing testimony in a situation where you actually did know testimony that could have saved the guy or earned the guy money. So if it's not a money issue, if my testimony would not have helped him gain money, then it's not a situation of shvos ha'edus. So are these three cases where I could have helped him with money, I could have helped him actually bottom line get his money back? Or are these cases not considered cases of Eidos? It's Eidos that might have been a good lead, but maybe it's not necessarily cases where I could have gotten him his money back. So Ravami Am Rabbi Chanina Liftar Ushmul Am Lechiv. So it's machlokas whether in all three of these cases you're pater in Shavuos Ha'edus, or in all three of these cases you're chayiv in Shavuos Ha'edus. And what are they arguing about? Ubeplukta Dahani Tanai. They're arguing about the following. Machlokas Tanai. Titania, we have a brisa. Mashpia Eid Echad Pater. What if one aid knows testimony about a monetary issue of mine? Not two aidim, one aid. So I make him swear that he doesn't know any testimony. He swears that he doesn't know anything, and it turns out that he really did. Is he going to be chayiv? Now, if one aid says Reuven owes Shimon money, Reuven does not have to pay Shimon money. However, one aid is going to be mechayiv a shvuah. Reuven's going to have to swear that he doesn't owe Shimon the money. So is that called something that, is that called Eidos that can help me gain my money back? The fact that it's going to make him swear, and if he doesn't want to swear, he's going to have to pay me? So is that called something that can help me get my money back? Or do we say, no, this aid is not being Mechayev Mamon, this aid is being Mechayev a Shvua. So it's not going to be subject to Shvua Se Eidos. So that's Machlokas. Mishvi Elechot Pater, and Rablazer B'Shem says Chayev. B'Maikam, if we, what's the Machlokas about? Marsav Dover Gorman Lamamon Kamamon Dami, Marsav Lav Kamamon Dami. When you have an Eid Echad, the Eid Echad is not literally being made about Mamon, because he can't actually transfer the Mamon from Reuven to Shimon, but the Eid Echad can cause a Gorim Lamamon, because he could make the guy take a Shavua, and very often when a person has to take a Shavua, he's going to chicken out, he's not going to want to take the Shavua, he's going to be scared, and therefore he's going to give me my money, so it's at least a Gorim Lamamon. So that's the issue. When you have an Eidos, that's a Gorim Lamamon, are you Chayiv Shavua Se Eidos for an Eidos that's a Gorim Lamamon? So the same is true in our case of the Aveda. If a person knows Eidos about the guy who found an Aveda, but he wasn't certain that it was your Aveda, so that's not real Eidos about Mamon, because he doesn't know for sure that this guy owes you your Aveda. But it is an Eidos that's Gorem L'Mamon, because it's an Eidos that could send you on a lead that will ultimately help you find your Aveda, in which case you'll make money. So as a Gorem L'Mamon, maybe you should be Chayiv Shavuos Eidos. So that's the same exact issue of the Machlokas, the Machlokas about Shavuos Eid Echad is the same exact issue as the Machlokas regarding these three cases of Ben Azai of Shavuos Eidos on an Aveda. Are we interested in Mamon only, or even a Gorim L'Mamon? Period. Amrav Sheshes. Hakofer b'Pikadon Nasa Lov Gazlan. If a person denies having a Pikadon that belongs to someone else, so he immediately becomes a Gazlan from the moment that he denies having it. I mean, someone asked me to watch their item for them. I agreed to watch it. They asked for it back, and I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have it. So the second I say that, I become a gazlan, and therefore v'chayiv ba'onsin. Normally, when I'm a shomer, if an ones happens, I'm pater from onsin. I'm a shomer chinam, I'm a shomer sachar, I'm pater from onsin. But as soon as I become a ganav, even if lightning strikes and it gets destroyed in some ridiculous way like that, where I could not have possibly protected it or foresaw that it would happen, I'm still going to be chayiv, because I'm a ganav. So, says the Gemara, "V'tanatuna v'kicheshba l'manu onesh asar minayin." We have a brayso that supports this. V'kicheshba, when you deny having it, l'manu onesh. From there, we see that the second you deny, you're chayev the onesh, you're chayev to pay back. Asar minayin. Where do I find the iser? Meaning, in general, in order to apply any onesh in the Torah, you need two pesukim, one for the asara and one for the onesh. So where do we see the asara about denying a pikadon? Tamalom lo sechachshu. So you see that there are two psukim, one to tell me the asara, one to tell me the onesh. And my love the onesh mamon. Aren't we talking about, Rashi has a different gears over here, that is, if you look on the second line of Rashi, my love the onesh kfira, my love onesh kfira. And Rashi says, kolomar, onesh demai, lav di onesh akfira, afgav de loshtava. What onesh are we talking about? What are you getting punished for? Aren't we assuming that you're getting punished for simply denying that you have it, even if you didn't take a shavua? Meaning it's not the shavua, it's not swearing that you don't have it that makes you a ganav and is mechayev you and onesim right away. It's simply denying it. Just denying it is enough to make you chayev right away. So don't you see, isn't that what we're talking about? It says, well, on a shavua. No, we're only saying you're going to be chayev once you take a shavua, not just denying it. That's not enough. So frankly, no, but hamid d'ktani sefer v'shtava mechal the resha d'lo shtava. But the sefer talks about a shavua, implies that the resha is talking about when there's no shavua. D'ktani sefer, because the sefer says, v'nishba al sheker lamanu onesh. From Vinishbal Sheker, we see an Onesh for swearing falsely. Ashar minayin, how do I know that there's an Ashar for swearing falsely? Tamalam los shakru. So, mi desefa dishtava, resha delo ishtava. So, doesn't that imply that previously, when we were talking about the kicheshba and los chachshu, that we were talking about simply denying it without a shvua, and that you're already a ganav from the moment you deny it, even without taking a shvua? So, it says, Mwana amri, idi vi idi de ishtava. No, both the resha and the sefer are talking about you did take a shvua. Kan shahode, kan shaba uedim. And the chiluk between them is whether at the end you were moda, meaning how do we find out that you were lying? You swore that you didn't have this pikadon. How do we know that you're lying? So there are two possible ways. Either you were moda, or Edom came along. So Asu Edom Chayiv Ba'onsin. If Edom came along and said that you were lying, then you're going to be Chayiv in Ones. In Onsin, you're going to be a real Ganav, you're going to be Chayiv in Onsin. Oduye Odi Chayiv B'Keren V'Chomesh V'Asham. If you're Moda, so then you're Chayiv in Keren V'Chomesh V'Asham, because you were Moda about a false Shvua that you had taken, then you're going to be Chayiv in Keren V'Chomesh V'Asham. But both cases are talking about cases where there absolutely was a Shvua. So this Braisa is not at all a support for Rav Sheshes' Chiddush, that as soon as you're kofar b'bikadon, you immediately become a gazlan and you're immediately chayiv in onsin. Now the idea, Tosfos just points out, it's just a quick ha'ara, the idea that there has to be an onesh and an azhara on a chayiv mamon is unusual. It's not something that we normally assume. When I want to be mechayiv someone malkus, I want to be mechayiv someone misa, any other sort of onesh, so you need one pasuk for the onesh and one pasuk for the ashara. When it comes to compensation, I have money that belongs to somebody else. I need to compensate him. I need to make sure he gets his money back. So l'chora, generally speaking, you don't really need an onesh and an ashara. You just need the Torah to tell me that I'm chayiv to pay it back, and then of course I'm chayiv to pay it back. It's not really an onesh per se, it's more just compensating him for what I made him lose. And that's what Tosfos points out in Dibur Maschal, my love onish to Mammon. Tema, be Mammon, my shaykh lomar, lo ana shalom kein hizir. By Mammon, can you really say, lo ana shalom kein hizir? That you can only punish the guy if there's an Azhara also in the Torah. The Bishlam bona shvur, the hainu carbon shaykh, the pesach mila, like a carbon, mishum de lesbu lav, afag of the cars. Okay, meaning Bishlam by other onshim, it makes sense. But when it comes to Mammon, it doesn't seem to make sense to apply this idea of ein onshin alam kein hizir. Yes, the kashi doesn't answer. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. Masav Rami Bar Chama v'sheknegdu chashal shvua ketzad. In Masech Shvus, we list. We say that all the shvus da oraisa, a shvus melded mixas, a shvus erechad knegdo. Most times we have a shvua da oraisa. All times that you have a shvua da oraisa, when I take a shvua, I'm exempting myself from a chiyuv mamon. Right? Someone says that I owe them $100. I say I only owe them 50. I take a shvua that I don't owe them more than 50, and then I'm putter from paying the other 50. But sometimes you have to take a shvua, and you are nishba in vinotlin. On a drabana level, sometimes you take a shvua, and through your shvua you collect money. Meaning the guy who's doing the collecting takes the shvua, not the guy who's not the defendant. The plaintiff is the one that's taking the shvua, not the defendant. And one of those examples is a case of shekinegdo chashal al shvua. Let's say the defendant is really chayav shvua, but Bezin doesn't trust him to take a shvua. Reuven says, Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I owe you 50. And so really, Shimon should be chayav shvua. But Shimon has proven in the past that he can't be trusted to take a shvua. So in that case, you can't have Shimon take a shvua, so Reuven is going to have to take the shvua, and then when Reuven takes the shvua, he'll be able to collect, right? So that's shekenegdo chashal shvua. So it says the Gemara, shekenegdo chashal shvua keitzad, echad shvua se'edus ve'echad shvua se'bikadam. What do you mean he's chashal shvua? Where did he lie in the past? So either he's lied about Shavuot Se'edos, he's lied about Shavuot Se'bikadon, but feel Shavuot Shav, or even if it was a Shavuot Shav, wasn't a Chiv, Bezin was never Mechayiv him to take a Shavuot that he lied about, he just stammed, his Chashud al Shavuot, because he took a Shavuot Shav, so that's what makes him Chashud. But V'emisa, V'kfiru hu de'ifsalei, but wait a second, why are we saying this guy is possible to take a Shavuot? Because in the past, he's lied about a Shavuot Se'bikadon. Do you really need to take a shvua sabikadon and lie in order to become pasul? Shouldn't the very fact that you deny having the bikadon, even without taking a shvua about it, shouldn't that immediately make you pasul for a shvua? Why do we have to say that what made this guy pasul for a shvua? The fact that in the past he's taken a shvua sabikadon falsely. Forget about a shvua sabikadon. The second he denies having the bikadon, according to Rav Sheshes, he becomes a ganav. As soon as he's a ganav, you can't trust him in any other shvua. So there's a kasha of sheshes. So says the Gemara, no, amri hachamay skinon dekay ba'agam delav kfiruhu. No, we're talking about a case where when he took the shvua sabikadon falsely, when his initial denial was not considered a real kfira bipikadon, because the item, the animal, was in an agam, it was not in his possession at the time, and the reason why he denied having it was not because he wanted to steal it. The savor ishtamitnalei adaz that he figured he just needs to stall until he can go retrieve the animal from the agam, and then he'll give it back. So denying having a pikadon is only going to make you a gazlan when it's actually in your possession. When the pikadam is not in your possession, denying having it isn't going to make you a gazlan. It may not make you a tzaddik, because you're not being truthful and you know exactly where it is, but it's you're just stalling so that you can get it back and you can return it. The Ravid Baravin says if a person denies a monetary loan, he's still kasher le'edus, because generally milvelot sa'nitna, so if you gave someone $1,000 to borrow and he denies having it, very often he doesn't actually have it. He spent it somewhere and he's stalling in order to be able to get the money back before he pays you back, but he doesn't plan on really stealing it. But pikadon pasal edus. But if you deny a pikadon, even without a shavua apparently, you're immediately pasal edus. Why? Because by a pikadon, you should have it. If there's a pikadon that's not lotzan, you can't spend the pikadon. So you're really supposed to have it. So if you deny having the pikadon, then you're going to be pasulatus. So we see clearly over here that even though you didn't take a shvua, the denial of the pikadon itself is going to make you pasulatus. Why? Because as soon as you're kofar, you're immediately chayiv. As soon as you're kofar having it, you're immediately chayiv like a gazlan. You're immediately chayiv in elsin. In fact, the Gemara of Amar Ilfa shvua kona. Didn't Ilfa say that a shvua is kona, which we see shvua hi dekanya avu kfir lo kanya? So don't we see that in order to be chayiv in elsin as a ganav, you have to take a shvua? Simply denying having it is not going to be enough to be mechayiv you as a gazlan. So says the Gemara, no. Hachanami dekayma ba'agam. No, maybe when he said shvua is kona, that the only way you're going to be labeled the gazlan is when you take a shvua. That's talking about when you're not, when the item that you had as a pikadon is standing in the agam. So your kfira alone would not make you a gazlan, because again, as we said, when it's in the agam, you're simply stalling for time to be able to retrieve it. And what's going to make you a gazlan? Only when you actually take a shvua. But in a typical case where the item is still in your house and you deny it, the denial alone makes you a gazlan and would be mechayev you an onsim. V'ibay seymor, another possible suggestion of what it means that shvua kona, my shvua kona, kid Rav Huna. It means like Rav Huna said, Adam Rav Huna Marav, Rav Huna said the name of Rav, manali biyadcha. Someone says, you owe me $100, v'alomer eincha biyadi, and the guy denies it. V'nishba, and he swears that he owes nothing, v'achar kach ba'o edim, and then edim come and say, yes, he does owe him $100, pater, he's going to be pater. Shnemar v'lokach balav lo yishalem. Pasuk says the bailum will take and he will not get paid back. Kiven shekiblu a bailum shvua shuvein mishalim mamon. Once the bailum has accepted a shvua from you, then he can't get paid back money anymore. So this is a phenomenal chiddush of Rav, and we're going to focus on this for a little while now. Rav holds that once I take a shvua that I'm pater from paying, that I don't have to pay you money, even if the case is over, and even if you bring edim that I do have to pay you. So two edim, normally that's the highest standard of evidence in halacha. So you bring edim that I'm chayiv, I'm still pater. Because once you're mekabel shvua, it's the same thing as being mekabel payment. When you're mekabel my shvua, you're telling me that you're going to believe my shvua. So it's the same thing as being mekabel payment from me, and therefore these edim aren't going to help. Because you already agreed that I'm telling the truth. You already agreed to be mekabel my shvua. A phenomenal chiddush, because normally my word can't beat edim. But over here, apparently it does. Obviously, this has to be understood in the context that edim, while it's the highest standard of evidence, there's nothing that's absolute evidence. There's nothing that's 1,000%. Edim, at the end of the day, could still lie. So the fact that you accepted my shavua is that the Torah is being mechadesh, according to Rav. The fact that you accepted my shavua, you're saying that my shavua to you is a higher standard of evidence than edim are. So says the Gemara, Gufa, let's focus on this halacha now. Amar Rav Huna Rav, Manu li biyadcha v'lomar encha biyadi, klum v'nishba bo edim pater, shenamar v'lokach v'al v'lo yishalim kibish kibbul bailim, shavua shuvein mishalmin mamon. This chiddush of Rav, that once the bailim has accepted a shavua, then you can't pay, even with edim, the guy's not going to be chayv to pay money anymore. So Amar Rava, mistavra milse de Rav, b'milva de lotzadnitna. You know where Rav makes sense? When the issue in question is a monetary loan, where when I lend you the money, you're supposed to spend it. But if I gave you something of mine to watch, so you're supposed to give it back. I don't care if you took a shavua and I was mekabel a shavua from you. It's my stuff and it's in your possession. So the fact that it's my stuff in your possession, you should still have to give it back, even if you took a shavua already and I accepted it from you. So frakling mar no, but velokim am rava feel bekadim dechik siv krabi bekadim siv. So it says the gemara to Rava, you're wrong. Rav said this even by a pikadon. It wasn't only by a monetary loan. It was even by a pikadon that he held this, that once you accept a shavua, even if you subsequently bring Edom that he owes you the money, the Edom will not help. Yes, Rav Nachman will come along Shmaita. Rav Nachman was sitting saying over Rav's Chiddush, so the Gemara is going to have a couple of kashas on Rav's Chiddush. It's going to have three questions on Rav's Chiddush. So question number one, Esfir Rav Acha Brahman Yumil Rav Nachman, Hechan Piktoni, we have the following case. Ruvain says to Shimon, where's my pikadon? Amalei Avad, Shimon says, it's lost. Mashbiachani, Ruvain says, I make you swear. Vamar amen. Shimon says, okay, amen to that, I swear. Ve'edim idim oso sha'achlo, and then Edim come along and say that Shimon didn't lose it, Shimon ate it. So Mishalei Mes HaKaren, Shimon's going to have to pay back the Karen, he's going to have to pay back the item, the value of the item. Hodame Atzmo, if he's then Moda on his own without Edim, Mishalei Karen v'chamash yasham. He has to pay back Karen plus an additional chamash plus a carbon asham. So what do you see from there? Bottom line is, what you see from there is, even though he took a shavua, uz mashbiacha and iva amar amein, if and then Edim came, he's still going to be chayiv. Right? We don't say that once he took a shavua, he's off the hook, and it's as if the guy had accepted his payment once he took a shavua, and Edim aren't going to help. No, once even though he took a shavua, when Edim subsequently come, he's going to be chayiv. So it's against Rav. So now the case over here that we're dealing with is where he took a shvua outside of Beis Din. If we're talking about a case where he swore outside of Beis Din, read the seifa of that Mishnah. Heichan piktoni, where's my pikadon? Amrlo nignav. He doesn't say it was lost, he says it was stolen. Mashbiachani, I make you swear of Amr Amein, and he says, okay. Ve'edim me'edim oso shaganvo, and then Edim come and say that it was stolen. Mishan tashlum kefel. He pays double. Hold the me'asum, and if he admits on his own without Edom coming, then he's going to have to pay Karen Chomesh Riyasham. But wait a second. But if you assume that the whole Mishnah is talking about where you're outside of Beis Din, Miyuka Kefel. Is there Kefel outside of Beis Din? A Kefel payment is only when it was inside of Beis Din. He says, the truth is, if I wanted to answer that question, I can answer it very simply, that the Reisha is talking about a case of outside of Beis Din, and the Sefer is talking about a case of inside of Beis Din. And that's why in the Sefer you can have the Chiyuv Kefel. Mihu, Shinuya Dechik Alom Shanin Lach. But I'm not going to give you such a dachuk teretz. In general, we try to avoid giving such a dachuk teretz. So what is the teretz? Edi v'edi b'beizin. Both the Reisha and the Seifa are talking about inside of Beizin. Aye, then why is it that in the Reisha you're going to be chayiv to pay when the Edim come? I thought once you take a shavua, you're off the hook. According to Rav, once you take a shavua, you're automatically off the hook. V'lokasha, kan b'kafatz, kan b'shlo kafatz. The Reisha, where we say that you're going to have to pay, even though you already took a shvua, is talking about not where Beis Din was mechayev you a shvua, but the plaintiff was mechayev you a shvua. The guy got all excited and he said, Mashpiach ani, I make you swear. If Beis Din made you swear and you took a shvua, then you'd be off the hook forever. But if the guy makes you, the plaintiff himself makes you take a shvua, then you're not going to be off the hook forever. Then if Edim still come, you're still going to be chayev to pay. So that's how Rashi kan bekafetz bereisha diktani mishalim in the reisha where it says mishalim kishakafetz ze when the guy jumped up vishbio kodem shchivu beizdin he made you swear before beizdin was mashbia you and v'chi kamar Rav when Rav said that the shvua gets you off the hook forever below kafetz that's where the plaintiff himself didn't jump up and make you take a shvua v'dayanim mishbiu it was the dayanim who made you take a shvua v'kanya osu shvua dekra v'shvus hadayanim ksiv and that shvua is going to be considered a full kinyan, meaning that shvua will make it as if you were kona the item and no edim are going to be able to come and take it away from you, because the pasuk about from where Rav learns his chiddush is about Shavuos HaDayanim. So it has to be a case where Dayanim made you take a Shavuah. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, Amalei Rami Bar Chama Rav Nachman, Michti, the Rav Lo Sri Lach, Mashkirin Nafshach Ad Rav Lamalach. So Rami Bar Chama says Rav Nachman, why are you working so hard to defend Rav? I know you don't agree with Rav, so why would you work so hard to defend Rav Shita? Mashkune Nafshach, why would you make a mashkun of your soul on Rav to try to defend his psak? So Amalei, Lefrush L'Drav, the Rav HaChimitar, Solomas Nisan, he says, I'm not really defending Rav, I'm not saying that I agree with Rav, I'm just saying that Rav has to have a way to read the Mishnah, so this is how Rav would read the Mishnah, not that I think this is pshat in the Mishnah, that it has to be talking about where it's Chutz L'Bezdin, or where it's in Bezdin, B'Kafat. I don't really hold that that's what the Mishnah means, but that's what I'll say, that's what Rav would hold it means, and that's why I'll defend Rav. Frankly, Mar Viter, how could anyone disagree with Rav? For Rav Kraka Amar. I mean, we just said Rav Nachman really disagrees with Rav, he's just trying to defend him. But how could anyone disagree with Rav? Rav had a pasuk. So the answer is Gemara, no, Amri Kra, Lekol HaNishpan Shabbator, Nishpan V'lo Mishalman V'da'asa. The pasuk might be teaching me a different halacha. It might be teaching me that in general, whenever a person takes a Shavua D'Oraisa, it's always a Shavua to exempt you from money, like we said before. Any Shavua D'Oraisa is Nishpan V'lo Mishalman, is always a Shavua to exempt you from having to pay. It's not Nishpan V'notlin. It's not a Shavua through which you're going to be able to get paid. V'lok, meaning that every Shavua D'Oraisa is taken by the defendant. It's not taken by the plaintiff. V'lakach ba'al v'lo yishalem, and we darshan that from the pasuk of v'lakach ba'al v'lo yishalem, mishalav l'shalem, hunishba, that the guy who otherwise would be responsible to pay, he's the one that takes the shavuah. Fine, so that's period. That was one attack on Rav. Attack number two on Rav. Masav Rav Nuna, he shpia lav chamisha pam bein b'fnei bezim bein shalav b'fnei bezim v'kafra lav chayv al kalachas v'achas. If I make the guy swear that he owes me the money five times, whether it be that he knows Eidus about me, whether it be in front of Bezin or Shalom Bifnei Bezin, and he denies it each time, so he's going to be chayev for each and every denial. Vam Rabbi Shimon Matam, why is he chayev for each and every denial? Hol v'yachalaks or lahudil, since after each denial he could have gone ahead and been moda and rectified the situation. So by each time that he subsequently denied it, he was really being kofer mamon, because each time he could have helped me by being moda. So v'hacha kafatz lo matzis amrit. Now in this case, you can't, meaning why is this a kasha on Rav? Because l'chora, the second he took the first shvua, he's unable to help you with mamon anyway. Because the second he took the first shvua, he's off the hook. He's never going to have to pay you anything anyway. Because once he took a shvua, he's part of having. Once you accept his shvua, he's part of having to pay you according to Rav. So why do we assume that he still owes you money after each Shavua, and therefore any time he comes back and he's moda, it's still going to help? What do you mean? If he denies owing you money, and then later on he's moda, and he took a Shavua that he doesn't owe you money, and later on he's moda, according to Rav, is his own Hoda any better than two Edim? To Edom come, he's not going to be chayiv. When he's moda, he's not going to be chayiv. So says Gemara, v'hacha kafatz lamat samrit, hishpia alav katani. And you can't say that this is a case of kafatz, because the lashon is hishpia alav, that Beis Din made him take a shvua. Chutz l'Beis Din lamat samrit, b'fnei Beis Din katani. And you also can't say that it was chutz l'Beis Din, because it says, b'feirush, that it was b'fnei Beis Din. So humas alav humafarik la. Lutzdan katani. Now you have to read it as two separate halachos. Hishpia alav chutz l'Beis Din, Upebezdin kafatz. Either it was a case of Hishpia alav, but it was outside of Bezdin, or it was a case of in Bezdin, but it was kafatz, where it wasn't the Dayanim that made him take a shvua, it was the Bezdin that made him take a shvua, and therefore it's not a kasha on Rav, because in those cases, Rav would be moda, that the chiddush of the pasuk, that once you take the shvua, you're never going to have to be chayiv mamon, is only where it wasn't kafatz, and only when it was in Bezdin. And that's not talking about the case of chamisha pa'amim is talking about either kafatz or chutz l'Bezdin. So attack number three on Rav. Masav Rava. Balbayis shaton tainis ganav b'pikadon v'nishpa v'hodo ubo edim. A Balbayis claims that a pikadon you gave him was stolen. He swears it was stolen. Then later he admits, and then edim come that he lied. So imach lo b'edim hoda, if he admitted before the edim came, mishayim karen v'chamash v'yasham. He pays karen v'chamash v'yasham. Mishabo edim hoda, misham tashul mekefal v'yasham. And if after the edim came he admitted, then he's going to have to pay kefal and a karben asham. But didn't he swear already? And once he swore, isn't he off the hook? V'acha chutz l'Beis Din, the kafat slomat samrit, you can't say it was chutzal bezin, you can't say it was kafat, and because after all, kefal katani, it says it is chayiv kefal, and kefal can only happen in bezdin. Kefal is going to happen when bezdin is mechayiv him. So it's got to be in Bezdin, so you can, and you can't say that it was kafatz. So you see clearly that even though he already took a shvua, he's still going to be liable to pay when Edom come. So Elam Rava, so Rav would have to answer for Rav. Kol Hoda Lo Shnatan Tainas Avad Lo Shnatan Tainas Ganav Lo Amar Rav. Rav never said it's chiddush in a case where you're moda. All Rav said was that if you take a shvua and then Edim come and testify that you owe the money, you're not going to have to pay. But if you take a shvua and then you're moda that you owe the money, Rav will be moda, you're still going to have to pay. Just because the guy was mekabel your shvua, he'll be mekabel your hodah as well. Does not mean that he's not going to want to get paid back when you give a hodah. It just means that once he's mekabel your shvua, Edom aren't going to help him anymore. Daksiv is vada d'bayi shlume keren v'chomesh. Toin tainas ganav ubo edim nami lo amar Rav. And also, if it's toin tainas ganav and then edim come, also Rav didn't say his chiddush. It's only where Rav said, where you were toin tainas avad, that Rav said that edim are no longer going to be able to help you. If you swear that it was lost and then edim come, that's where we say that you're not going to have to pay. But if you swear that it was stolen and then edim come, then you're still going to have to pay. Daksiv tashlum kefal says you have to pay kefal. Kika amar, what's the only case where Rav said it's chiddush? Kigon shetoin tainus avad, you tainted that it was lost. V'nishba, you swore it was lost. V'loho, that you never admitted. Ubo edim, and edim came and testified that you owed the money. In that case, that's where Rav said it's chiddush, that you're not going to have to pay. Also, Rav Gamda v'amal l'shmaita kamed Rav Ashi. So Rav Gamda said all this over to Rav Ashi. Amalei hasho marav hamnuna tamidid Rav. Yadad amar Rav hoda v'kamosav hoda. Wait a second. Rav Hamnuna is the one that asked the second attack on Rav. And Rav Hamnuna's kasha on Rav was from a case where later on the guy was moda, right? And so Rav Hamnuna obviously understood that Rav said it's chiddush even where you're moda, not just in a case where Edom come. And you, Rava, are going to come along and you're going to say that Rav Hamnuna misunderstood Rav, that Rav Hamnuna was only talking in a case where the Edom came afterwards and not where you were moda. Who is the bigger Talmud of Rav? Rav Hamnuna was the real Talmud of Rav. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rashi quotes in Daf Yud Zayin, says whenever we say Amri Bey Rav, who's the Amri Bey Rav? It's always Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna is the real Talmud of Rav. So you're going to tell me you understood Rav's Shita better than Rav Hamnuna? Rav Hamnuna obviously thought that Rav said his Chiddush even in the case of Hoda. So Amalei Rav Acha Sab L'Rav Ashi, Rav Hamnuna Hachi Kashalei. No, Rav Hamnuna really agreed that Rav would only say your Pater if the Edom came, not if you were moda. Iam Bishloma Nishba, but Rav Hamnuna's kasha was as follows. Iam Bishloma Nishba ki asu Edom Mechayiv. I understand very well if you say not like Rav, that after you swear, still Edom could be Mechayiv you. Unto Lahachi Mechayivin and like Karban Ashwa Basraisa. That's why you're going to be Mechayiv the guy a Karban for each and every Shavua he takes. He took five Shavuas, you're going to be Mechayiv the Karban for each one. Hol v'yachalach sol hodos, because at each one he can go back and be Moda, and there's still some monetary value to his Hoda'ah. Eli'i amrit ki asu edim pater. But if you hold that when edim come, he's still going to be pater, meaning a guy takes a shvua that he doesn't owe the money. And once he does that, even edim can't be mechayiv him. If that's what you really hold, which is what Rav holds, what Rav Hamnuna was asking was, Mika midi dilu asi sahadi mishadi be pater. Is there ever such a case where if Edom were to come and say that he owes the money, he'd be pater? Vana neku nechayvi karban ashvua, and we're still going to be mechayvi makarban on his shvua, denying that he owes the money. Hol v'yachol lachzor lahodo, since he has the ability to go back and be moda. Hashem yisloodi, he hasn't been moda. If the only way he can be mechayvi the money is by being moda, so long as he wasn't moda, you can't be mechayiv him a karban for his kfira. You can only be mechayiv a karban for his kfira when it's the type of kfira that if Edom were to show that he's lying, he'd be chayiv mamon. But according to Rav, even with Edom testifying that he's lying, he wouldn't be chayiv mamon. So Rav Hamnuna's kasha was not assuming that Rav would say his chiddush even in the case of hodeh. No, it was assuming Rav would say his Kiddush only in the case of Edom coming. But still, this Kasha is a strong Kasha, because if Edom couldn't do anything, and bottom line, the guy hasn't been Moda, so why should I be Chayiv a carbon for each and every Shavua? Okay, now the Gemara is going to have a series of Amar B'chia Baraba, Amar B'yochanan. It gets a little easier now. Amar B'chia Baraba, Amar B'yochanan. A Tonin Tain is Ganav B'pikadon, M'shayim Tashlumei Kefel. If a person is Tonin Tain is Ganav, he claims that a Pikadon that was left in his care has been stolen, he's going to have to pay Kefel. If he shechted or sold an item that was left in his care, he's going to have to pay Dalav V'hei. And the logic is very simple. Since we know that a regular ganav pays kefel, and we know that a guy who was supposed to watch a pikadon and claims that it was stolen also pays kefel, so we make the connection. Just like by a ganav who pays kefel. If he shechts or sells it, he pays dal v'hei. So a person who had a pikadon and was towing tainus ganav, so just like he would pay the kefel when he's towing tainus ganav, he's also going to pay the dalet vehei if he's tavach umachar. Meaning the towing tainus ganav is the same thing as a ganav. So it says Gemara, no, mal ganav shekein mishayim tashlum kefel shelo b'shvua. Tomer b'towing tainus ganav shein mishayim tashlum kefel el b'shvua. Can you really make that connection? A ganav is very different. A ganav pays the kefel even without a shvua. A towing tainus ganav is only going to pay the kefel once he takes a shvua that it's been stolen. He's not going to pay kefel just because he claims it was stolen, only when he takes a shvua. So can you necessarily make all the connections that whatever a ganav is going to be chayiv, a towing tainus ganav is also going to be chayiv? Says Gemara, Amri hekeshihi vein meshivin al hekesha. Yes, we can make that connection, because since the pasuk was makish a ganav to a towing tainus ganav, we can link the halachos of a ganav to a towing tainus ganav. Even though you're right, there are certain differences that are mafurash, specifically about taking a shavua, but wherever the differences aren't known and explicit, we can link the halachos, and we can assume that just like a ganav will pay dalav vehei, a towing tainus ganav will also pay dalav vehei. Says Gemara, hanich leman yom echad b'ganav echad b'towing tainus ganav shapir. That works really well if you understand the two halves of the pasuk, one to be talking about a ganav, one to be talking about a towing tainus ganav. So there's a beferish, a hekish in the pasuk to link a ganav to a towing tainus ganav. But if you say that when the pasuk says that they're both talking about a toin tainus ganav, that none of it is talking about a ganav himself, so then where in the world is there a hekish between a ganav and a toin tainus ganav? The hekish simply doesn't exist. So amri ganav haganav. No, the hekish still exists because we learn from the extra hey, from ganav haganav, that it's not only talking about a toin tainus ganav, it's talking about a ganav himself also. So from there we see that there's a hekish between a ganav and a toin tainus ganav. Esur b'chir b'rav l'Rabbi Yochanan. So he has the following kash on him. Heichon shari. What if you have the following case? Ruvain says, Shimon, where's my shard? Nignav. It was stolen. Mashbiachani. Oh yes, swear to it. Bamar amen. Okay, I swear. Ve'edim edim aso shachlan. Then edim come and say that and testify that he had eaten it. Mishalim tashlume kefel. He's going to pay kefel. Vahacha di'i efshar lekezayis basar below shchita. But wait a second. If edim said he ate it, how did he eat it? Obviously, he shechted it first, and still, v'katani misham tashumi kefel, and still, what does it say? He's chayiv. He's chayiv kefel, tashumi kefel, in tashumi dal vehe lo. He's only chayiv kefel. Apparently, he's not chayiv dal vehe. And she's gemara, hachma yisgim, gon shachlo nevela. Who says he shechted it? Maybe he shot it. And that's why you're only chayiv dal vehe when you shecht it, not when you shoot the animal. Maybe the animal is in vela. So v'lishnei k'non shach l'treifa. Why do we give that answer? Why don't we just say that he did shecht it, but it turned out that it was a treifa, so the shechita didn't count? Why do we have to say that he shot it? So says Mark Rameir, damar shechita shein ruyah shema shechita. We're assuming like Rameir that if you shecht an animal, it turns out to be a treifa, that still counts as a shechita to be chayiv dal vehe. That's why we couldn't say that it was a treifa. We had to say that you shot it. V'lishnei ben pakua. Why don't we say that it didn't need shechita? Maybe it's not a case where you shechted it. It was a ben pakua. You shechted the mother, and the baby animal was the animal that you ate, was the one in question. So for the baby, you're going to be chayiv the kefel, because you never shechted the baby. The baby didn't require shechita, right? So, or the guy you stole, the animal itself that you stole, was a ben pakua, meaning the guy you stole it from had shechted the mother, and this baby was inside. So the animal that you stole didn't require shechita. So maybe you ate it without shechita, and that's why you're only chayiv kefel, because you were
allowed to eat it without shechita. So Rameir, Dam Ben Pakua, taught shechita. No, we're assuming like Rameir that Ben Pakua does need shechita. V'lishneikon shamad bedin v'amlo tzei tein lo. Why don't we just say that it was a case where we already had amad bedin and Bezin was mechayiv him to pay? Dam Rav tzei tein lo. Tavach umachar pater. Once Bezin is mechayiv you to pay, if you subsequently shechter or sell that you're going to be pater, my time akivin depaskin the milsev tavach umachar avi gazlam the gazlam l'mishayim tashumi arba v'chamisha. Because once Bezin has paskin, and then you go ahead and you shechter to sell it, you're now a gazlan and a ganav pays dalvei, but not a gazlan. So chayiv atalite mo. If Bezin only says that you're chayiv, but they don't make a final psak din, v'tavach umachar, and then he shechter sells it chayiv, then he's still going to be chayiv in dalvei. My time, kol kamed lo psikle milsa kati ganav. So long as Bezin didn't give you specific instructions to pay, you're still a ganav. But bottom line is, why can't we just say that? Meaning, just say that that it's a case of amad bedin, and that's why you're not chayiv dalvei. Hey, because Bezin already said, say tein lo. So I'm really tameich lishin lebeshutav shetavach shlomi das chavero. Yeah, but we could have given another answer also. We could have said that it was two shutfin, and one of them shechted it without the das of his friend. When you're not going to be chayiv dal v'hei, when you're a shutaf in the animal, because we darshan earlier that you're chayiv dal v'hei, but you never chayiv dalid chatzi dalid v'hei. You never chayiv half of dalid v'hei. So if you're a shutaf in the animal, that's another case where you wouldn't be chayiv dalid v'hei. So there are plenty of cases you can come up with where you're not chayiv dalid v'hei. El chad mitrei v'tfasin nakat. But we gave an answer where you shot the animal, and that's why you're not chayiv dalid v'hei. You didn't do a shechita on it. We could have given other answers too. It's not a raya to anything just because we chose this answer and not the other answer. Okay, we'll continue in the Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan's tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem.